And joining us is State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today, my friend?
Working from home, but as many individuals are across the state, and looks like a full day for myself as well on the phone again. So I've had to learn how to use my headphones. I'm actually will be learning how to use a new video conferencing program called Zoom. So opportunities to learn new things at this time.
Now, on conference calls, even though you're at home, you're still doing work from, the Lansing side of things and the government side of things?
Absolutely. The calls mostly contain one of two issues, either the stay home, stay safe and order and what it means for different businesses and or individuals across the district. In addition to that, we still have to have a budget done by July. And so getting targets out to my subcommittee chairs, working on that, reviewing some of the economic forecast, which is very challenging, not knowing how long stay home, stay in place will be in place, but continuing to work on the budget as well. So if it's not regarding an issue for one of the local communities, it's definitely a call on the budget.
Wow.
Calls. Just provide a couple resources. If you actually go on web, if you have access to the web, and you can go to the website Michigan.gov, there is a ugly little sponge kind of thing with some prongs sticking out of it and sort of orange.
Oh, yeah.
And if you click on that, it will get you to the resources regarding the virus. And at the top right, it says resources, and you can pick and discuss. If you hit the resources arrow, it will give you different opportunities for residents, alternative for schools and colleges, information for health professionals, guidances. It also has in that section copies of the executive orders and directives, and each of them will give you more detail about them and tell you whether they are or not expired. But if you scroll down just a little bit, between 2 and 3, there is a posting, a daily confirmation of the new cases that were confirmed. Just below that's another tab. And that tab will take you to the cumulative cases, and it will tell you what counties those are in. We did have the first case confirmed in Iosco. Gladwin has 2 cases. Midland has 6. Otsego has 6 within the 36th in the district. It's something that none of us have, quite frankly, experienced, and we're learning new things. Decisions are made on a day-to-day basis of where we go, what do we need to do. And we're learning from, unfortunately, some mistakes as well. I ask for people to be patient, be safe, keep your family safe and protected. Our grocery stores are open, our gas stations are open. Make sure that you go and get enough supplies for what you need, but not to hoard food so that the supply chain stays intact. And you are allowed to go outside and enjoy the outside.
Yes.
Just try to keep proper safe distances. One of the big things I would say is if you do have the opportunity and you can go fishing or some limited hunting licenses became available on March 1st, but are requiring new licenses for fishing that are April. And so March 31st at midnight, the license will expire. Whether the hardware store may or may not be open, depending on the community, where a lot of us would normally get our hunting license, but you can go online to mdnr-elicense.com and purchase your license there as well. And so, enjoy the family.
Yes.
Be safe and stay healthy.
All right. State Senator Jim Stomas, always a pleasure, my friend. You also stay safe and healthy, and please keep us up to date on what's happening not only here in this district, but what's happening across the state. We appreciate that.
I will. And my office is still taking calls forwarded to an individual during the day so that we can still continue to answer calls and work with citizens at 855-347-8036. And again, many of the calls are coming in regarding businesses and whether they do or don't qualify. So we're here to continue to help. And again, everyone stay safe and healthy, and we'll get through this together.
Thank you. State Senator Jim Stomas, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.